This is Dr. Zubair Drinkwine, a plastic colonoscopy report patient in Joy, San Francisco. Date of birth is 12/5/1955. Patient with FOBD positive. Stool, GERD, colon cancer screening, solution, patient also graded esophagitis, now bleeding, or fixation, procedure, patient on complication, patient will turn around, KY jelly, platelet, C-scroll, rectum, rectus sigma. This is a pediatric scope, rectum, rectus sigma, to descending to the distal sigma colon. Multiple tests were done to pass the area, could not pass the area because the torch is the colon. Patient had a prior abdominal pelvic surgery. That probably would cause indigenous scarring, which is basically making a very difficult an unyielding colon, a redundant colon to get intubated. And the colon cannot be intubated and could not expand glass for the part. This is done, this can do procedure. Coming out, I saw pedunculated polyp noted at 15 centimeter from the anus, seems like in the rectum. PMI white skin, pedunculated polyp, remove the heart center polyp, and complete no post polyp active bleeding. Because of the nature of the polyp, and so I tattooed it proximal distal to this polyp for the further future reference. It was section preservation of complication. Finding number one, grade esophagitis, number two, non obstructing chest ring, number three, gastroid, number four, duodenitis, number five, incomplete colonoscopy after distal sigma, colon, the torch city, from the prior abdominal pelvic surgery. Number four, semi-pedunculated polyp noted, broad-based semi-pedunculated polyp noted at the 15 centimeters from the anus, which seemed like in the rectum, which was about 2 centimeter size polyp, both heart center polyp active suspecting no post polyp active bleeding. This was tattooed also proximal distal to this polypectomy site because of the nature of the polyp for the future reference recommendation. Away from the stern biopsy, support helicobacter pylori. Number two, away from the stern biopsy. Number three, away from the small biopsy. Number four, proton pump inhibitor / H2 blockers. Number five, repeat endoscopy in 3 years. Number six, away from the polypathology. Recommend patient have a virtual colonoscopy. If the virtual colonoscopy becomes negative and polypathology becomes negative for any higher dysplasia, repeat virtual colonoscopy / colonoscopy in 2 years. But if the polyp comes out to be tubular carcinoma with high grade dysplasia, and depending on pathology, depending on invasion, then we will basically recommend to have a transrectal ultrasound with possible EMR, with colonoscopy with the EMR of this polypectomy site. Since it was tattooed, so it could be monitored. It could be followed up and monitored accordingly. following to sanitation, please. If the polyp comes out to be a tubular vesicoma with no Hagar dysplasia, a virtual colonoscopy negative for any polyp beyond this area, then instead of 2 years, I would do 1 year colonoscopy. But if the polyp pathology comes, the virtual colonoscopy comes out to be negative, and this polyp pathology comes out to be tubular vesicoma with Hagar dysplasia, then recommend patient to have a dependent invasion, recommend patient have a transrectal ultrasound for the evaluation, possible EMR or possible resection, or further care as a carcinoma protocol. Follow up to your sanitation, please send the copy to patient primary care provider, Dr. Meredith Ramsey, and copy Dr. Parham Sadi. They are pursued this January 16th, 2023. 2023.